This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, we bounced back a little bit yesterday in the grains. What are we looking at here today with the trade?
Yeah, I mean, it's awful quiet here. The overnight, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. You know, as we get started here, beans are down, corn's mixed, corn, beans, and wheat. In totality, there's really not hardly a move at all. You know, wheat's actually, anywhere from down a couple on Chicago wheat, spring wheat's unchanged. KC is down a penny. So it's just an awfully quiet trade here to start.
And I know that December typically kind of a quiet month in general. So which stories are you watching the most as they pertain to the ag marketplace, whether it's across the world or here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You know, if you want to get, you know, the last couple of years you've had what some people are calling kind of a seasonal bounce, if you will, this time of year for soybeans. Last year, of course, was due to Brazil being excessively dry. 2 years ago, Argentina was awfully dry as well. You know, and so you had a little bit of a bounce in here for beans, whereas this year there's just no story. So, you know, I know that a lot of times you look at the traditional seasonals and boy, those have really adjusted. You know, as the U.S. is no longer your mammoth supplier of corn and beans out there on the world market, now you've got essentially Brazil leading the way for both corn and beans. And so, you know, what it does is essentially, it kind of changes things around. We just don't have anything for that type of seasonal we've seen the last 2 years. And I call it a seasonal because I do think that now you're going to be more reliant on South American weather rallies, if you will, this time of year.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up a half cent at 435 and a half. January soybeans down 2¾ at 991 even. January soybean meal down 2 even at 289.10. January soybean oil up 33 cents at 42.64. On the Merc, December live cattle up 37 cents at 187.35. January feeder cattle up 92 cents at 255.85. February lean hogs down 42 cents at 85.92. Class 3 milk down 9 cents at 18.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.